You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
With over 8,000 threat hunters analyzing over 65 trillion signals daily, Microsoft works tirelessly with the federal government to keep our nation's data secure. This 30-year-plus partnership is driving mission innovation that is secure by design. Whether optimizing your existing defenses or tackling advanced threats with AI, Microsoft gives you the intelligence and the automation you need to defend at mission scale. Let's work together to stay ahead of emerging threats and secure your mission anywhere. Learn more at aka.ms/fedcyber. That's aka.ms/fedcyber. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the CyberWire's Research Saturday. I'm Dave Bittner, and this is our weekly conversation with researchers and analysts tracking down the threats and vulnerabilities, solving some of the hard problems, and protecting ourselves in a rapidly evolving cyberspace. Thanks for joining us.
YAML files are Kubernetes' way of doing everything from configuring stuff to creating pods to everything else. While it parses some parameters in this YAML file, there may be some parameters who are unsanitized and may lead to command injection opportunities and to command execution from the Kubernetes point of from the Kubernetes service on the node or on the pod or on the cluster itself.
That's Tomer Peled, a security and vulnerability researcher at Akamai. The research we're discussing today is titled, What a Cluster, Local Volumes Vulnerability in Kubernetes.
A few months back, we put up a blog about another CV, which led to a system RC over every Windows node on the cluster. On the tail end of that research, we found out another CMD command execution that could lead to a command injection. And this research is the culmination of all of this research that we've done since the last CV. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, let's dig into it here. But before we do, though, can you give us a little bit of the background for folks who might not be all that familiar with Kubernetes? What do they need to know going into today's explanation of your research?
So Kubernetes is container orchestration framework. It's being used by a lot of developers. And today, we are going to talk about command injection in its parsing mechanism. So yeah, so YAML files are Kubernetes' way of doing everything from configuring stuff to creating pods to everything else. While it parses some parameters in this YAML file, there may be some parameters who are unsanitized and may lead to command injection opportunities and to command execution from Kubernetes service on the node or on the pod or on the cluster itself.
When we're talking about sanitization here, what exactly do we mean?
Sanitization in a broad sense is when an application tries to find out if there is anything malicious going on while parsing a command. In this sense, in Kubernetes, sanitization means that every parameter in a YAML file is going to be checked to see if anything malicious is going into the cluster while creating a pod, while creating a configuration, while creating a secret. So every time one of these operations is being executed, it needs to be sanitized. We found out that it's not actually the case, and in some cases, it will lead to an RC. Which is a remote code execution over Windows nodes on the cluster.
Mm. Well, digging into some of the specifics of the research here, you start out talking about Kubernetes volumes and point out that it's important for people to understand what we're talking about there. Can you explain that for us?
Yeah, sure. So Kubernetes volumes are the way that Kubernetes facilitates the share of data between a pod and the and another computer, another node itself, or another host, or from the host to the pod. So, for example, you can take a Git repository and the pod itself, and a Git volume will actually link between the repository and the pod.
Let's dig into the vulnerability itself here. What's going on?
Okay, so in this vulnerability, a parameter inside the local volume feature, which is one of the volumes that you can create, that you can use. Local volumes, if we can just talk a little bit about what local volumes are a way to share a drive, not a folder or a Git repository, just a drive between the host and the pod itself. So if you want to share your D drive or Z drive or any other drive, you would use local volumes. So this vulnerability occurs when the kubelet service on a Windows node tries to symlink between the drive and the pod. It will actually try to execute a command, and we can, as an attacker, use it to inject, instead of a drive letter, we can inject anything we want, and it will be executed on the pod or on the node.
Oh, wow, that's interesting. So what's going on, in your estimation, that leads to this functionality? I mean, is this purely an error that it shouldn't be looking at this as code?
Oh, sure. So Kubernetes itself actually has the problem in it, not Windows. It will try to run a CMD command. The CMD command will try to symlink between a drive and a pod location. The pod location it will take from itself in the creation process. And the drive letter is something that you can customize as a user. So actually, it will happen from, as an attacker, we will be able to do it from a parameter standpoint. And what happens is that Kubernetes will not check for anything while creating this volume. So you can enter anything you want in the drive letter or in the path parameter, and it will just take it into the CMD. And what you can do with that is that while CMD is running, it can concatenate between several commands. When you do an end-to-end command, it will actually try to run this command before trying to do the actual command itself, the actual symlink.
Hey everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show. So what is to be done here? How can folks protect themselves against this?
Okay, so there are a few ways to mitigate this vulnerability. One of them is to, of course, the main one is to patch your cluster to a version higher than 1.28.4. Another way to do this, try and mitigate or block this kind of vulnerability is by using an OPA rule, which OPA is an open policy agent. And another way is to use RBAC or RBAC, role-based access control. And with RBAC, you will be able to determine which user can do which actions, and we will be able to more granularly control what it will be able to do or, and what you can see. So you won't be able to do a local volume attachment or symlink. On the OPA side, you will be able to see what's going on, what's going inside the cluster and what's being created. So we'll be able to block it from that end. But majorly, patching to a higher version is going to be your main course of action.
You know, one of the things you point out in the conclusion in your research here is you say this is a great example of why the shared responsibility model is crucial in security. Can you explain that for us?
Sure. So security administrator needs to be alert for everything that's going on in the cluster or in Kubernetes itself. And they can take outside precautions to help avoid a serious security impact on their organizations.
Our thanks to Tomer Peled from Akamai for joining us. The research is titled, What a Cluster, Local Volumes Vulnerability in Kubernetes. We'll have a link in the show notes. And now a word from our sponsor, Sixsense. Sixsense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixsense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. To learn why enterprises choose Sixsense, visit sixsense.com. The CyberWire Research Saturday podcast is a production of N2K Networks, proudly produced in Maryland out of the startup studios of Data Tribe, where they're co-building the next generation of cybersecurity teams and technologies. This episode was produced by Liz Irvin and senior producer Jennifer Iben. Our mixer is Elliot Peltzman. Our executive editor is Peter Kilpie, and I'm Dave Bittner. Thanks for listening.